We had no place to go. And a lot of us were sick. We were fatigued or tired or something, you know, worn out, nervous. I just hid out. I didn't bother to be around anybody because maybe I was the worst nut at that time, but the thing is that you begin to realize a lot of things, that those things do happen, you know. But today our soldiers are lucky. They get an artificial leg and they get helped all the way through and they get all kinds of money. And I like that for them. I'm not jealous of it or I'm not mad about it. But I can see the progress of these things in life. But the soldiers in those days, they didn't have anything like that. They just come home, become alcoholics, and just die from it. It was pitiful. But I didn't want that to happen. I just strayed away, stayed away, and got my horses and stayed in the mountains, come home once in a while for a few clothes and groceries. And I just stayed out, worked on the ranches in the mountains. Anybody, cattle ranches or sheep. Sheep herding for a while. I used to come home with a bunch of checks. And I gave them to my grandma, the one that raised me. So we didn't know how to cash them. The missionary priest showed us how to cash them checks. So when we got checks cashed, we had a lot of money. I didn't want to get involved in anything, but my friend, what was his name? Junior Shakespeare, come in and he said, you know what? He said they want Indian boys to be involved in an education group for Riverton. See, they were going to establish the CWC. So we got together. There were seven of us, and we came over and we sat around with these school administrators here. But we just sit there. They didn't ask us anything. They didn't want no participation from the Indians. But we had a lot of money. We had travel money. We had a lot of money in the bank in Denver, Albuquerque, Washington. But what we wanted to do was get some of that money, what little we can get, and then contribute it to the school. But the white people didn't want to see us there, see. I could see the beginning of this educational system here in Riverton. And we had no place in it yet. Just very recently, through the efforts of our present administrator, McFarland. She's the one that encouraged us to keep coming in and coming in. So that's how we got in.